Good morning. Welcome to the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. My name is Lonnie Corley, and I am your host this week. This week, we are looking at five of the parables of Jesus. I hope that you will be able to tune in each morning this week. Also at this time, I would like to take the opportunity to invite you to visit us at any of our services at the Oakland Church of Christ. We meet each Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study, again at 10:20 a.m. for morning worship, and at 5 o'clock p.m. for our evening worship services. We also meet each Wednesday at 7 p.m. for a midweek Bible study. This morning, we will be talking about the parable of the leaven, found in Matthew chapter 13 again. Listen as we read this short parable in Matthew 13 and verse 33. Here the scripture says, "He spoke another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of flour until it was all leavened." For us to fully understand what Jesus means here, let's consider some background information about leaven. First of all, we might ask, what is leaven? Leaven is a small piece of fermented dough that, when placed in a large lump of dough, continues the fermentation process until the entire lump of dough has risen. We typically refer to this today as yeast. Those who have ever prepared and cooked bread are very familiar with this process. The characteristics of leaven are sometimes used in the Bible in a negative sense. For example, in Matthew chapter 16, verses 6 through 12, Jesus refers to leaven. Listen as we read in this particular text. "Jesus said to them, 'Watch out for and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees.' They began to discuss this among themselves, saying, 'He said that because we did not bring any bread.' But Jesus, aware of this, said, 'You men of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet understand, nor remember the five loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you picked up, nor the seven loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you picked up? How is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you about bread, but beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees?' Then they understood that he said that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Another example of this is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 7, where Paul is chastising the Corinthian church for failing to take action regarding a brother who was involved in an immoral relationship. After reminding them that they should exercise some church discipline regarding this individual, Paul makes the statement in verses 6 and 7 of 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Here he says, "Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough? Clean out the old leaven so that you may be a new lump, just as you are in fact unleavened, for Christ is our Passover, also has been sacrificed." So these are two examples of how leaven is used in a negative way. In these verses, leaven is being used to describe the spread of false doctrine in the case of the Pharisees and Sadducees, and the spread of evil influence in the case of the Corinthian church. In our parable, the use of the term leaven is in a positive sense, and it relates to the way the kingdom of God can permeate and spread in the hearts of men. As we think about this parable, it seems that the lump of dough or loaf represents the world, and the leaven represents the permeating rule of Christ, which ultimately reaches throughout the whole world. Not every individual will accept the rule of Christ, but the influence of this rule will affect the entire world. What kind of leaven are you? I hope that you choose to be an influence for good and for the spreading of the kingdom of Christ. Tomorrow is the final day of this series. We will be discussing the parable of the hidden treasure. I hope that you will be able to join us. Have a blessed day.